delighted to hear that this handsome young stranger was the son of her father's old friend, and as they were going away, she turned back more than once to say another kind word to the brave young man. "Gentlemen," she said, giving him a chain from her neck, "wear this for me. I could give more, but that my hand lacks means." Rosalind and Celia, when they were alone, began to talk about the handsome wrestler, and Rosalind confessed that she loved him at first sight. "Come, come," said Celia, "wrestle with thy affections." "Oh," answered Rosalind, "they take the part of a better wrestler than myself. Look, here comes the Duke." "With his eyes full of anger," said Celia.
"You must leave the court at once," he said to Rosalind.
"Why?" she asked.
"Never mind why," answered the Duke. "You are banished. If, within 10 days, you are found within 20 miles of my court, you die."
So Rosalind set out to seek her father, the banished Duke, in the forest of Arden. Celia loved her too much to let her go alone, and as it was rather a dangerous journey, Rosalind, being the taller, dressed up as a young countryman, and her cousin as a country girl, and Rosalind said that she would be called Ganymede, and Celia, Aliena. They were very tired when at last they came to the forest of Arden, and as they were sitting on the grass, a countryman passed that way, and Ganymede asked him if he could get them food. He did so, and told them that a shepherd's flocks and house were to be sold. They bought these and settled down as shepherd and shepherdess in the forest. In the meantime, Oliver, having sought to take his brother Orlando's life, Orlando also wandered into the forest, and there met with the rightful Duke, and being kindly received, stayed with him. Now Orlando could think of nothing but Rosalind, and he went about the forest carving her name on trees and writing love sonnets and hanging them on the bushes, and there Rosalind and Celia found them. One day Orlando met them, but he did not know Rosalind in her boy's clothes, though he liked the pretty shepherd youth, because he fancied a likeness in him to her he loved. "There's a foolish lover," said Rosalind, "who haunts these woods and hangs sonnets on the trees. If I could find him, I would soon cure him of his folly." Orlando confessed that he was the foolish lover, and Rosalind said, "If you will come and see me every day, I will pretend to be Rosalind, and I will take her part, and be wayward and contrary, as is the way of women, till I make you ashamed of your folly in loving her." And so every day he went to her house, and took a pleasure in saying to her all the pretty things he would have said to Rosalind, and she had the fine and secret joy of knowing that all his love words came to the right ears. Thus, many days...